Live from Studio 23 in Corvallis, Oregon, this is Super Cinema. I'm your host, Ben Hamlin.
I'm Donald Orr.
And normally we'd be breaking down the movies the comic books have created, wouldn't we, Donald?
That is correct. That is accurate.
But what are we doing today?
We are saying bye-bye, little kitty in the yun. Leaving in the saddest fashion. we're saying goodbye.
Fashion and Ian do technically already
rhyme.
We're saying
goodbye to two lovely people. We're saying goodbye to Katie, also known as Kate space Lynn space Hughes, along with Ian Butcher,
who has no space between
them. Yeah,
no
I get absolutely
Ian
no
space Butcher.
It's weird that your name is just an underscore.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
He's such a baby,
you mean
a beautiful baby boy.
Case?
What are we gonna call him? Oh, we're just thinking Ian underscore Butcher.
Aww.
At hotmail.com.
That would be at AOL.
Oh yes, I guess based on when you were born.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Google yet? Anyway, yeah, we are basically having a fond farewell episode to Ian and Katie, who after today will be participating in Ragnarok and therefore recycling into the beginning of the next era of human history.
Okay.
But we'll not be a part of this moral coil anymore.
Katie will be played by Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, man.
That's the end of that, actually. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're not going to talk about comic books, really. We're not really going to talk about movies, either. We're just going to talk about our dear friends and what they're going to be doing from this point on.
Obviously,
you two have both been long-standing guest members. Katie, your first episode, I want to say, was Superman.
Yes.
Man of Steel,
Man
right?
of Steel, yep.
And then I'm so sorry.
Superman.
Yeah, well, that movie. Anyway.
Read American Alien. It fixes
going
everything.
To.
I'll let you borrow it.
Thank you.
Yep.
And then, Ian, your first episode.
First.
Yep.
I'm going to.
Yeah, because he's literally moving in like a week, so.
Seconds is the graphic novel I loaned to Ben.
About 2 months ago.
Yep.
And then, Ian, your first episode, jog my memory?
I believe that was the first MCU episode we did.
Do you want to not?
Sorry.
Since we're recording a podcast?
Oh my
sorry.
God.
Ian, jog my memory. When was your first episode?
I thought you were gonna say time for a second. So I was in the sixth grade. It was under the
pumpkins.
Oh my god.
That is not
this
true.
This was last week.
Yeah.
tonight.
Oh my god. I'll miss you all. So
Ian, jog my memory. When was your first episode?
I am fairly certain it was our first MCU discussion
pre-Civil
War.
Yeah.
So we did that.
And
we
where
did part
I
two.
Was. Sorry.
Oh, no, we did that. We did part two, and then we did Civil War.
Where I was a psychic.
Yeah.
And predicted
Ant-Man. Predicted everything. And I swear to God, Almighty.
Our Lord Jesus Christ?
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Year of the Lord 2016.
Yahweh.
I did not read spoilers. So take that at face value.
Also, both of your stories, check out. That was your debut episode. So
solid.
I checked the archive.
Yay! Woo!
Katie, you're moving on to a productive and illustrious life up in the great city of Ports.
Yes.
And
the land of Ports.
Yeah. And the land of roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The city of roses.
Even so. Home of Matt Fraction and other people.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Bendis.
I mentioned the good one. So Katie,
slam.
Oh boy.
So Katie, would you like to elaborate where you're going with life?
Yeah, so I'm
other than north.
I'm moving up to Portland. I'll be living in downtown Portland and working in downtown Portland at AppNexus. We're an ad tech company, so I'll be doing software engineering, a lot of front end with like JavaScript and stuff.
Making fat stacks.
Yeah. Patreon. So I'll be able to buy a lot of comics.
Yes.
Which is good, because just because you guys are leaving us in a physical sense, that doesn't mean you will never be on the show again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, well, Katie, we are going to have you back as often as we can.
Good.
Did I tell you my idea when we visit her?
Absolutely.
We're just going to go a comic book pub crawl. So we're going to go a comic book store pub. Comic book store pub.
Oh, I'm sure the comic book stores would love that.
Yes. And we'll go with...
we'll periscope it.
$100 in our pockets, and we're just going to go crazy.
And then we're going to pop them tags.
Yep.
And then Ian?
I'm moving down to Austin, Texas.
Never heard of it.
Never, yeah. It's a magical place.
Is that...
See, you'd think you'd say that for Portland.
No.
But...
No.
No, I've truly never heard of Texas.
It's a myth, I heard. It's like
which one of the 49 it's like states? Florida. Which one of the 49 states is that?
It's near Alaska. Makes sense. No, I'm moving down there to ostensibly try to get my begin my career as far as, you know, being a filmmaker and all that. Mm-hmm. On top of just, you know, general change of pace and all that other stuff, and just kind of figure it out.
But near, far, wherever you are, you'll still be a part of Infinity Break, won't you?
Exactly, because Woo. I'll be doing not just one, but two shows for Infinity Break.
Guys, Mates has that copyrighted. Anyway, apologies to Mike and Tom who eat snacks. Anyway, would you like to tell us about the shows that you have coming up in the near or in distant future?
Yes. So both of which
I believe will be premiering this summer. Am I correct?
Ideally, if timing works out, yes, they will be this summer.
Well, we'll obviously put out an ad when time comes around.
It all comes down to that key ingredient of finding co-hosts. But the first show will
Skype,
be
Skype, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to invest in a quality mic. So
that's true, actually. Yeah. We'll talk about the soft mic.
Yes.
First show I'll be doing is, it's called Red Carpet Black Sheep.
I'm so excited for that.
Which is a brilliant title that Ben came up with.
Oh, please, credit me more.
Yeah. And ostensibly...
Please, Ian, this podcast is for you, not me. But talk about my brilliant
but
idea.
But please. Mm-hmm. And ostensibly, what the show's going to be about is... Each episode, we'll pick a different famous person, whether they be a director... Uh-huh. Whether they be an actor, a writer, whatever. You know, hypothetically speaking, we take Steven Spielberg. And we pick one little bit of his oeuvre. Now, in theory, you would think, okay, we're going to talk about Jurassic Park. Or we're going to talk about Indiana Jones or Schindler's List or, you know, Jaws. No, we'll talk about all
the classics.
We'll talk about Always or The Terminal, you know, or War Horse. Or with Daniel Craig. If we have a Daniel Craig episode, we won't talk about James Bond. We'll talk about a kid in King Arthur's Court. You know,
nice.
And essentially, what the gist of the show is, you know, taking, you know, A-list people, you know, whoever they may be, and looking through the skeletons in their closet, the forgotten gems, the just weird, off the beaten path stuff that they may have made,
mm-hmm.
and dissecting that with as much love and enthusiasm as you would any other piece of their repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first show.
So you mentioned a couple movies already, but like what would your first season look like? You got some highlights that you're looking forward to?
Definitely some Spielberg. Like I mentioned, Always and The Terminal and War Horse. You know, some Daniel Craig. One I want to do is talk about Jennifer Aniston, but not talk about Friends. Talk about her starring role in Leprechaun.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's a lead in the first Leprechaun film.
Oh my god.
You know, usually I'm so well-versed in IMDb and stuff like that, but the fact that I didn't know that blows my mind.
Oh, you're probably then, you're going to be really waiting for our episode on Charlize Theron, where we talk about Children of the Corn 3, Urban Terror. Urban Harvest.
Mighty Joe Young is what we need to talk about.
No, I think we're going to talk about Children of the Corn, Urban Harvest first.
Ah, consider this.
Fine.
Podcasts are an unlimited medium, and you can do both. I don't mean to shock you, but our website, infinitybreak.net,
has the name.
Unlimited storage. That's why we're Infinity storage. Break.
Except for it doesn't,
because the George computers Clooney. Don't have infinite storage.
And yet we do. Shh.
The George Clooney episode, we're going to probably talk about You've Got Mail, or actually no, that was Tom Hanks. Mm. What was the movie? What was the romantic comedy with George Clooney and Meg Ryan?
Up in the Air?
No, or not up in the air.
It's the plane one, right?
No,
Batman and
no.
Robin?
No, it's something, no, it's something involving Sunday, I think, is in the title. Point is.
Oh, yeah, 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, totally. Point is, we're going to take A-list people and we're going to drag them back down to Earth.
Sick.
As we talk about the things that they don't want to talk about.
So, you know, celebrity is an illusion.
Celebrity is an illusion, basically. Like in The Carpet.
Good thing we're trying it for fame, aren't we?
Sorry, like in the title, Red Carpet, Black Sheep.
Exactly. You know? And your other show.
My other show, which also a television show.
Hold up. I think this requires a Super Cinema sing-along.
Okay. What are we singing?
Are we doing the Bill Murray version? Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars,
nothing but Star Wars, ba 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 ba, Bum, 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 we're gonna miss you guys. Thank you, Ian, for the to the wonders of the internet.
We will and stay. Bill Murray.
And Bill Murray, you're never gonna believe this.
Yeah, let me tell you, Bill Murray is my favorite part of the internet.
Yeah. Sorry, but anyway.
Ian, go ahead. Also, that song probably won't make it in.
Damn. So the other show I'm gonna be kicking around doing is it's called Brief History of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Also a Ben Hamlin title. And ostensibly, what we're going to be doing is taking a deep dive into the 30-plus years of Star Wars. That includes the movies, the EU, you know, the comics, the video games, mm-hmm. the fan films, whatever you want. We're just going to essentially, each episode, take a randomizer and just, you know, hit any random point of Star Wars.
Right.
And we're going to talk about it. Now, some weeks that might be an actual movie. Some weeks it might be an episode of the Clone Wars. Other weeks it might be Jax the Bunny Rabbit.
Sorry, I'm going to have you do that again.
Some weeks it might be Jax the Bunny Rabbit.
And, you know, sometimes you might even do the cool stuff. Like, you know, all the Sith Lord lore. That's the stuff I'm really into. Because, you know, look, Ian, I don't know if you've caught on to me as a person yet, but I really like villains.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's really? True.
Because you are
don't
one.
Say.
You will it's be a Bond villain are one. In the future.
Yeah. I mean, I literally play a super villain on TV. And by that I mean a podcast that no one listens to and only has two episodes so far.
On TV.
But dude, I really like villains, yeah. So I would love
yes.
To hear your episode on like the foundation of the Sith.
Oh, we can do like a bring on the bad guys episode, you know, and I'm sure once
please talk
later
about
on the
Darth
year
Bane.
once Rogue One rolls around, you know, we'll do some episodes for that, you know. So it'll be a very it's like in the title, Brief History of Star Wars. We're just gonna basically, you know. If Star Wars, all of Star Wars were a dartboard, each week we're just going to throw a dart at a random spot and talk about it.
Fantastic. If I could ask one follow-up question.
Yes.
Who's your all-time favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, man.
The more obscure, the funnier.
Oh, I got one.
I have
right. Let's make it a round table. Donald?
Oh, my gosh.
I had one, but now that I had 10 seconds to think about it. Now,
all right,
like
Katie.
30.
I don't know many obscure
all right, Ian.
Ones.
If you're going for specifically obscure ones, I would go with Dash Rendar.
Oh, yeah.
The lead character from Shadows of the Empire. Now, if we're going for...
And an extra in Empire.
Yeah. And if we're going for a proper film character, it's Han Solo.
Oh,
What did you think I was going to say?
Just to spite Ben, I was gonna go with Watto. Hey, little Annie.
Hey, don't think I have some good feel to this. Hey.
Yes, the anti-Semitic stereotype.
Hey, my trick's no good on the only money. Actual line.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that one's great. Revisiting.
Poor Jake Lloyd. He got arrested, man.
Yeah,
that
got
sucks.
The high-speed pursuit with
man, that's a great character to revisit. You know when you're.
Sebulba.
Aware of
yeah. Actually, that would be a great episode to do for Brief History of Star Wars. Is the the today we're going to talk about the horrible racist stereotypes in the prequels.
Absolutely. Katie, do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
From the new movies.
Ooh.
New movie.
Ooh.
I love Rey.
Yes. Rey's so great.
She is so amazing, and I was just like so like standing out of my chair excited about her because we get a female engineer as a main
mm-hmm.
character
mm-hmm.
in a Star Wars movie.
And again, Disney is so smart with that.
I was just
like,
I was so excited about that.
It's
I was beside myself.
Let's see, as high as you were just jumping there for the listener, she stood up when she said that she got really excited. As high up as you got, that matches nothing to the first time I saw The Force Awakens, and spoilers,
okay.
when she obtains the lightsaber, I was jumping up and down.
Yes!
I was
so good.
Yes!
Guys!
So good.
Guys, the mic spikes.
So
stop this.
I was like a 14-year-old girl at Justin Bieber concert. Jumping up,
see,
like, squeal.
That was
I started the clap in my theater. I was just so excited.
Guys, I think we're gonna get into something a little controversial here.
Ooh.
I got some got something might not like to hear. I liked Civil War more than Star Wars.
I know you told me
well,
that.
That's understandable. Yeah.
That's understandable. Anyway, we're talking about Star Wars. So
you guys sound so disappointed in me. Like, well, like. I respect I respectfully, you know,
well, you know
disagree
it's,
with you,
it's
but,
your life, but
it's
you
your
know.
Life, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
you
my
can
favorite
make wrong choices. That's okay.
My favorite Star Wars character For a Lord of the Rings analogy, the worm tongue of Star Wars. None other than Jabba's right-hand man, Bib Fortuna.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Oh, Skoiwaka.
Yeah. Okay, for real, though? Real, like, fave?
No, I'm being dead serious. I like that weird worm guy.
No, I want to do mine. Watto's not my favorite. Absolute...
Hey, thanks for not making it the anti-Jew stereotype.
I
really appreciate
you,
that, pal.
Because I'm ironically unracist.
Yay.
Yes, I, too, love not spiting Jews.
See, I'm not white, so I can get away with that.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
See, through the power of radio and broadcasting and podcasting, you don't know what I look like, but I'm actually brown.
What?
Now you hate me, Donald Trump.
Because he's obviously one
he's
of
our obviously
listeners.
Listening to this.
Oh, well, then if he
Donald,
is.
Hey, Donald,
dude,
from.
Dude,
hey,
we have a fan.
Hey, from one Donald to another, man, your hands are small, okay? Deal with it. Just get over it. Move on.
It's fair.
So Poe Dameron, right?
I can't wait for like the Vice.com headlines tomorrow. Just Donald Orr
slams
Donald Trump.
Get a little reaction gif of something for Space Jam. Just like
fucking Vice.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh God. But yeah, no, Poe Dameron, more so he's a great
I'm not even into dudes, but
that,
yeah.
That jawline, like Oscar Isaac, that Venezuelan.
He can fly anything.
Also, still Harrison Ford.
And he's just a delightful human being. I listened to that Nerdist episode with him, and he's just a cool guy.
You want him to like show up in front of your window with an X-wing and be like, "Yo, get in."
Right.
And then you get in, and he just fucking flies you around the galaxy.
Yeah, I would take a Poe Dameron solo movie any day.
Seriously,
are you suggesting a John Hughes movie? But with...
I am.
Okay, no.
Okay,
and with
there...
me in it, and I'm the love interest for Poe Dameron.
I know it's a long shot.
That's the Hughes part.
I was gonna say, like, is there any relation?
No,
that'd be so amazing.
There is no relation. I am related to Mary Queen of Scots.
I was gonna say that's even more.
You know,
yeah, John
has,
Hughes
like...
is cooler.
I'm just saying, Katie does have like one of the most common last names.
Yeah,
in the country.
I'm actually related to the my great 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 four greats grandfather was the 14th president of the United States, Franklin Pierce, the worst one, because he drank all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I have an interesting story as well.
Really?
I'm also related to one of the worst presidents, President Warren G. Harding.
The guy who elected Jackson.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh boy.
I am so glad Harriet Tubman is replacing him. That's like,
thank God.
That's so great.
Sure. Dude, I'll fight you. Your guy was an alcoholic. My guy elected members of the mob to cabinet positions.
That's pretty bad.
My guy was.
But isn't that what it basically is now?
Yeah, I was gonna say, when people were like, "Oh, it's gone so downhill," I'm like, "Well, if you really do your homework."
Yeah, okay. We're not too far off.
My
now.
Dude was explicit about it. Well, anyway, well. That's our political podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Our new show called Our Grandfathers Are Shitty.
My grandfather was pretty badass on both sides.
And in fairness, mine isn't even my grandfather.
That guy was awesome. He served in the Great War, which nowadays is known as World War I in France. And that guy is amazing. My dad was actually super, super old when he had me. So my grandfather was born in 1899.
Wow.
Good God.
Yep. So, like, you know, when most people, like, their grandpas were born, you know, the 60s era. I didn't even
your
know
grandpas.
My... What's that?
Well, mine's from the, like, 30s.
Grandpas
30s.
In the 60s?
Yeah, there's some. I mean, like, my uncle is a grandfather, and he was born
in
the 60s.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, people have kids way younger now.
Yeah.
So many people are on the way out, on their way to, they just instantly...
You said on the way out.
They're on the way out. Well, I mean, once you have a kid, it's pretty much over.
It's
game over.
My dad
is,
like, born in the 60s. My dad was born in 60.
Anyway, I've been greatly enjoying our,
yeah.
I've been greatly enjoying our new podcast, Nihilist Ancestry.
Yeah, no, anyways, but yeah, good times.
Well,
yep.
Let's wrap this up because
cool.
You guys have places to be. We've got grad parties to go to.
Yes.
You say that like
yes.
We're all leaving and going
you are
opposite
leaving.
Directions. We're going to the
yeah,
same
Yeah, we are. Place. You're going north, we're staying south. That's
no,
literally the exact
I
definition.
The party.
But anyway,
he's going east.
I have alcohol I need to drink.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All right.
Anyway. Real quick before we leave,
yeah.
Because I don't think we've ever talked about this on the entire show.
Uh-huh.
Ian, we're gonna start. We're not gonna start with you. We're gonna start with me.
Fuck you, man.
Of course.
We're gonna end with Ian.
Of course.
Here's the thing.
Oh
Ian doesn't
God.
Read
oh.
comics.
Ready, set, go.
Okay.
Oh.
That's
what's your favorite comic book character of all time? I will begin. Obviously, it's Superman. If I have not made that clear from 18 episodes. Donald?
This is a very, very hard question. But I think at the end of the day, when I think about it, when I think about what I've grown up with, the good, the bad, the ugly of this character, with so many different iterations, but to see him come into the limelight and be the best possible version that he is now in the year of our Lord 2016, Spider-Man is my absolute favorite character.
Man, I was so ready for you to just say, like, name where the submarine.
No. Moon Knight. I'm being very serious. Moon Knight's dope. he's dope.
You can swear on your show, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. He's getting
ready for KBBR.
I was going to say, like, dude, doing radio, I have to catch myself. I almost cussed on air. It's bad. Anyways, with Spider-Man, his entire MO is with great power must also come great responsibility. That's what the first two Raimi films absolutely nailed. That's where the third film and then the first two Amazing Spider-Man films faltered. And I think that's where Tom Holland's character is really, really going to excel, because when Kevin Feige says he wants to make a John Hughes film with a Spider-Man, I'm going to freaking cry my eyes out when I watch that movie, because it's called Spider-Man Homecoming, and it's not only a homecoming to Marvel, but it's that character having a homecoming to my freaking heart. So I love Spider-Man. MJ loves Spider-Man. Spider-Man loves MJ. I love MJ because Kirsten Dunst is hot. So
I was kind of hoping for like 15 seconds.
The American flag is waving behind Donald right now, by the way.
USA.
Instead of stars, they're spiders.
Spider-Man is the quintessential Marvel character ever created.
Well, for me, Superman has a nice chin.
Okay.
He has a better butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about superhero asses now. Let's not.
Oh, please.
No, that's next week's question.
Oh.
No,
actually, in the comic books, it's actually renowned that Nightwing has like the best ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a running gag in comics.
Donald, shut up.
Oh, I'm serious.
Time to be quiet.
Okay. Katie, what's your number one all-time comic book character?
I love Cinderella from Fables.
Whoa. I knew you were going to do a Fables.
That's the one that I started with. Because when I was little, I didn't hate her, but I did not like Disney's version of Cinderella because I thought she was whiny all the time. But Cinderella in Fables is just kick-ass. She's a spy. She's not focused on that much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, I do like Snow White, but she's focused on all the time. I really enjoy Cinderella.
That's so great.
Ian, I know you don't read comics, but pretend you did.
Yeah, well, Donald's
Charlie Brown, presumably?
Yeah, I would have said Spider-Man. Maybe I'll still say Spider-Man and everything Donald just said. Outside of Spider-Man, who is the one? I would probably go with Batman, you know?
Yes.
Just because there's something so, you know, universal about, you know, the basis of Batman, you know?
I have a...
Psychosis and loss, you know?
I have a very important question for you. Who is the best Batman?
On screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Christian Bale.
And all time.
Kevin Conroy.
You are a man after my own heart, sir.
Those are literally the correct answers.
The correct answer. You win.
It could be Ben Affleck with time, but not yet.
Yep, that's, yep. Yeah. Dude, you're
I
on
can't
my,
have my Batman stab someone in the heart, so literally.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I'm really curious because Geoff Johns is, I know we're doing our goodbyes, but Geoff Johns is heading like DC Films, and if they just do Flashpoint, they could totally just soft reboot it and fix everything.
The real question really is, who actually is directing Justice League at this point? The world may never know.
Geoff Johns and Ben Affleck are going to be they're like, you know when in Dragon Ball Z when like Goku and Vegeta do the fusion thing? That Geoff Johns and Ben Affleck are doing that.
Over
Zack Snyder. And then they're combining into Kevin Feige. That's what they're doing.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I'm highly optimistic.
So we got Batman, Cinderella, Spider-Man, and Superman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rockin'.
The heads of
a pretty eclectic Justice League right there. Yeah. Or Avengers. Like,
or
I don't even really call it.
There are more Justice League members than Avengers, though.
The
Super Squad.
Super Squad.
Super Nerd Squad. Super All right, hands in the center, everyone.
Fantastic Four.
It's been a fantastic episode. And on that, once again, I've been Ben Hamlin.
I'm Donald Orr.
You can find me at Ben C. Hamlin and...
Ben, put your hand back into
No,
the
okay,
pile.
Hold up. Let's try that exit again. Once again, I'm Ben Hamlin. You can find me at Ben C. Hamlin on Twitter.
I'm at NotDonald on Twitter.
I'm Katie Hughes at Katie's Lynn H.
And you will be able to find me on Twitter at some point in the next couple of months when I actually get my shows going.
Woo!
Oh, I'm so excited. You're going to have to add me.
I know.
Same.
Anyway, by our powers combined, this has been Super Cinema. Until next time...
Super Nerd Squad.
Hello!
Oh, Shazam!